Hello and welcome to Jetstream. This is episode 18 in the Wellington College International podcast series. My name is Chris Wolfe. I'm the Senior International Director. I have the fabulous job of supporting, connecting and growing our family of schools around the world in the Wellington College Education Network. Today I am with Ruth, one of the HMs at Wellington College.
Hello.
Great to talk to you. Thank you so much for joining me today. I appreciate that as an HM at Wellington College, you are one of the world's busiest people. So taking a small section of your day out to talk to me is very much appreciated indeed. I wonder if to start with, you can just tell everyone a little bit about what an HM does and some of the other roles that you have at Wellington College, because you do an amazing array of different activities.
Yeah, so one of the best things about working at Wellington College and being an HM is that every day is very different and there's lots of aspects to the role. So I guess for the most part, being an HM means looking after the students, the pupils in our house. So I think I have the best job in the world, which is looking after 46 girls who are in the Harding, ensuring that they are thriving academically, socially, pastorally, and keeping in touch with family and the wider Harding community. And then alongside doing that, I also teach some Latin and then get to do a variety of extracurricular activities as well. So I get to take a hockey team. I've got the 15 Bs who are almost undefeated this season, and also do some CCF as well, which is good fun.
Amazing. Quite how you then managed to fit in a trip to China, which is what we're going to talk about, is beyond me. But that sounds like you have a really wide ranging and an exciting role at the college. So then the opportunity came up to visit China a few months ago to talk particularly about their boarding provision. It's something you have particular insights into, having spent a short period of your time teaching in an international school as well.
Yeah, so before I came to Wellington, I was head of boarding at an international school in Bangkok, which was a great experience. And it obviously then when the opportunity came up to go out to China to look at boarding at our international schools out there, then I thought that would be a fantastic opportunity to go and sort of continue that idea of taking what is it to be a boarder here at Wellington and taking that out to China as well.
Amazing. So I think you visited all of the schools we have in China, starting in Shanghai. It'd be brilliant just to hear your insights about the schools, things that you noticed were sort of quite Wellington, some advice you were able to give maybe about boarding. That's the whole point of the trip, after all, is to share the good practice that we have. And Wellington is one of the world's great boarding schools. So hearing about that trip would be amazing.
Yeah, so the trip was back in sort of summer half term, and I started in Shanghai at the school there, which it isn't a boarding school at the moment, but it was brilliant to be able to spend some time with the deputy head there and sort of the head of houses and how they have a sort of house community even without the boarding, which was a lovely experience. After Shanghai, I headed off to Nantong, which was an amazingly impressive school. I couldn't quite believe the facilities that were there. It's incredible. I'm a keen runner, and I got to go on the track and do some laps of the track, which was amazing in some free time there. The boarding houses there are super, and there's so much sort of space and ability for that boarding community to grow. One of the things I really enjoy talking to the head of boarding there about was growing that community and how to build a sense of identity amongst the boarders and to sustain that identity. So at the moment they have an identity as boarders, but as that grows and grows and grows, then they will need to have their own sort of smaller community like we have at Wellington with the houses, and thinking through some ideas of maintaining or growing that sense of individual community within the boarding house, and whether that's something like taking on the house names of Wellington UK and using that as sort of a basis for a group within the house, a vertical structure which allowed for sort of leadership positions from the older students and the older boarders as well. But I was so impressed with the facilities there, and I really enjoyed hearing the perspectives of the boarders too, getting their take on what it means to be part of that community. After Nantong, I went to Hangzhou, which is an incredible experience, because it was like four schools all in one, which was really exciting. And I think what was unique about that boarding experience is that all four schools were feeding into the one boarding experience. So there was lots of students with lots of different perspectives of the school day and how that works. And then also talking through how their evenings work, and just the array of kind of extra activities that they could do, and that the structure of their evenings was really impressive. I got the opportunity to go into some of the classes there in the bilingual school. And that was an incredible experience of having listening to a maths lesson, which was dropping in and out of English and then Mandarin. So, yeah, it was an incredible experience for me to go and see that, but also gave me a big kind of a respect to not only the teachers, but the students as well, who were really engaging in that sort of bilingual curriculum. Having to exercise their brain to go from one to the other was very impressive. And then lastly, I finished my trip off in Tianjin, which is obviously the most established school. And I got to sort of run a short training session for the incoming housemaster, who was coming into post this academic year, which was again lovely, because he was in Malaysia. So there was me coming from Wellington College, UK, in China, talking to someone in Malaysia, kind of the global aspect of the school and the school network, and just kind of again building on the work that's already been done there to increase the feeling of having an identity as being part of the Benson House out there, as part of the boarding community, and feeling as though it's not just a place to stay, but it really is a community and a family feel.
That sounds like an amazing trip. Packing all of that into a couple of weeks must have been slightly exhausting, but great fun. Pleased it went well. Through all of those different visits, I talked to some people about how Wellington they feel, and you've clearly shared some of the expertise around boarding. But do you have any thoughts about how the schools feel like a Wellington college?
Yeah. So in Hangzhou, in particular, I was I worked for a couple of hours or so with the primary school there and the deputy head at the primary school, and how each student belongs to a house which has got a house name of one of the Wellington houses here, not a boarding house, but just a day house, which is part of the pastoral care for the students, and they are really sort of starting to build that up to create it as more of a pastoral and a community for looking out of each other, not just a traditional sort of house competition type house. They were putting a lot of effort into training up their heads of houses, and the heads of houses had so many ideas about building that sense of belonging, and so did the prefects. So I got to meet with some of the older students who were the prefects within each of the houses, who were really keen on bringing together an identity and bringing in the wider community, such as parents and families, to feel as though they were also part of the house. And I think that's one thing at Wellington here, is that we do have an extended community as part of the house, not just those who are currently in it, but their families too, and also the alumni too, who just recently or kind of a long time left the house.
Yeah, no, it sounds amazing. And from everything you've said, it is very much more than just a name, because that whole concept of student leadership, student agency, building communities, and that wider network of people, those are also features of a Wellington College, and what makes the education that these young people are having, whether here in China or indeed in Thailand or India, so very impressive. So talking about that sort of that wider network, how do you think the students back in Crowthorne benefit from this? Is it a good idea for Wellington College to have this wider education network?
Definitely. I think it's kind of on a on a macro level, it's brilliant for them to have an understanding of that they are part of a global community, and that they have a role to play within that, and a role to play for the wider world as they go out into it. The phrase leadership for a better world. It's a world. It's not just a small community. It's for the whole world. And on a kind of smaller level, I mean, some of the girls in my house in the lower sixth, they have mentoring opportunities for students in the other schools, which is brilliant leadership for them, giving their ideas about how to make good progress at school, how to interact socially with each other. It's just a lovely way of connecting for them, and gives them that opportunity to be a role model, not just within the Wellington community here, but across the world.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think that was part of the reason to set the network up in the way that it has been so successful and grown so successfully over the last few years. That's amazing. Thank you. And thank you so much for taking the time to share your thoughts about the trip and the wider Wellington College Education Network. It is very much appreciated. I imagine on a Friday afternoon, you have got hockey to play or CCF to get to or lessons to plan and teach. So we should pause there. But thank you so much for talking to me today.
Thanks so much.
Great stuff. Have a lovely afternoon. Bye-bye.
Bye.